Obviously, big stretch coming up. You've got to go to Ottawa, which is never an easy trip, and then a lot of the teams that are just nipping on your heels are right there. They're coming up. So what's the approach right now?
I mean, our focus is on winning games. I mean, we're trying to move up the ladder. We're not blind to the fact that Ottawa, Louisville, Charleston are all trying to move up as well. And so, you know, you got to hold serve. I mean, and we had Ottawa here 2-0 and gave up a couple of goals in the second half. And it's probably a game we should have secured the 3 points. And there'll be a challenge. I mean, they do a good job with their possession. Their record's very good at home. And they have, you know, they've added... More Sam's been injured. I'm not sure if he'll be back, but they've added Haji Berry, who was one of the leading scorers in the league last year with Swope Park. So, and played in Orlando before that. But Berry is 6'2", athletic, fast, you know, and to add that to Cristiano's having a great year. Kevin Oliveira, they got a right back that has 8 goals. Carl Hayworth, their captain, like they're going to score goals and be dangerous. And, thought we did a good job slowing them down here, creating some really good opportunities, and we managed that game really well until, you know, a few mistakes in the second half really cost us that result. So, but I think it'll be even bigger challenge there, and you know, for us, 3 points is if we're going to catch teams ahead of us. If our mindset is just to hold the position we're in, a tie would work. But, you know, I think everyone knows how valuable 3 points is. And if we want to move up the standings, it's 3 points. Even against the good teams, you got to find ways to get 3 points as much as possible. So that's going to be the mindset. Obviously, after that, we have Louisville and Charleston at home, and you know, goes without saying that in front of our fans, we're always trying to get 3 points. And, you know, I think it's nice to have full weeks to prepare for these games. We are going to have a busy stretch after this. Mm-hmm. So I think these games have some added importance in terms of securing all the points we can, because I know after that we have a week where we play at Nashville, a makeup game at Memphis midweek, and then come home to play Indy, and then we got to go Tuesday after Indy to Loudoun, and then we have another game on the way. Like, I know there's 5 games in quick succession. Yeah. So I think for us, you know, this is a period where we had a full week since our last game. You know, 2 of these 3 are at home. There's a week in between. It'll be important to do well in this stretch, and hopefully, you know, win this first game sets us up for a good homestand against Louisville and Charleston.
Yeah, and you pointed this out in the offseason to me. You pointed it out about, you know, this time of year, last year, the disappointment of kind of not finishing strong.
Right.
Whereas this year, I think in terms of your team's health, overall health, and just kind of where everybody is, just, you know, as far as that goes. I mean,
I think we're pretty good right now. I mean, I think last year I think we were good enough to win it all, and there's other teams as well. I mean, there's teams in the league that are not going to be able to go on a run at playoff time, but there's teams that can. And I think we were good enough last year. I don't know if we were quite consistent enough, you know, quite hungry enough to grab 3 points at all costs. You know, I think we ran out of a little bit of steam, and I think we needed to stay hungry and keep a laser focus and not be okay even with finishing third. I think we needed to, you know, although we were a good team, I think, you know, that desire to want more. And you know, we've talked about it as a team. You know, we feel, again, we have a good team and we can beat anyone, we can play with anyone, we can. And now it's just hard work, and it's got to be focus, and it's got to be, you know, there's got to be an appetite there, because every team's played a lot of games and it's been a long season, and there's still some hot games on the schedule, although this week's been beautiful, and going up to Canada, probably, I think it's going to be a little bit cooler, so that's nice, but I'm sure there will be some hot days in September, and, you know, but we have to stay, you know, we have to stay on track and not kind of coast our way, or this year, as competitive as it is in the standings, you know, you any team that drops off at the back end of the season, they're going to pay a heavy price in terms of playoff seeding and you know, potentially even being in the 7-10 slots, which have to play an extra game midweek before they get in the proper.
Right.
You know, and yeah. So, I mean, I think.
I think everyone's at all costs is trying to avoid that, right?
Yeah, and there's more than 6 good teams in our conference. Yeah. So, you know, we're going to have to play well here down the stretch. And I think that's a good thing almost, because it keeps us on our toes. And it starts this weekend with Ottawa.
All right.